You're listening to SBS News.
India's only into its second day of a three-week lockdown aimed at curbing the spread of COVID-19. But already, footage has emerged of police officers across the country coming down hard on those violating the restrictions. While some have simply rebuked people for being out in public, telling them to wear protective gear and stay at home, others have forced locals to do squats and push-ups as punishment, even going so far as to beat them with batons. But police officer Gurdip Singh says it's vital all Indians understand why the restrictions are necessary and comply.
These are senseless people. They have no brains. The world is facing a calamity. We are taking precautions, but these shopkeepers are not telling people to maintain some distance and cover their faces.
Under the lockdown, everything except for essential services like supermarkets and pharmacies is shut. This supermarket employee says they're taking extra precautions to ensure the health and well-being of their customers.
And you are taking a temperature measurement, and we are only 50 customers inside, allowing only. After customer came outside, we are giving token also number-wise, 50 tokens only. 10 customers if come outside, you only allowing inside 10 customers only.
India may only have a little over 500 confirmed cases and a very low death toll for a country of 1.3 billion people. But there are fears it could follow countries like Italy and China and become overwhelmed by the virus. With just 0.5 hospital beds for every 1,000 people, compared with 4.3 in China and 3.2 in Italy, a widespread outbreak in India would have tragic consequences. The country has already banned the export of ventilators, sanitizers, and personal protection equipment to ensure it has all it needs to fight the pandemic. New Delhi pharmacist Raju Das says while he supports the government's decision to lock down the country, it could make impoverished Indians even more vulnerable.
This is very important, but during this time a lot of people will also suffer a lot. People who are normal and are fit or make okay money like me, we will get by and earn a living. But others who are poor and are dependent on their daily wage for their daily bread, how will they get by? The government should look into their plight.
Other Indians are choosing to remain positive.
We can go to internet, we can read books, we can see TV. This is the lifeline. And surely this time is for introspection, because people would realize what is the black swan, what is unpredictable thing can happen to their life. So maybe something good come out.
Whether India's drastic measures effectively stem the spread of COVID-19 in the country won't be clear for some time. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amy Hall, SBS News.